It's time to release our covenant with Ruth. Would you come up here, Miss Ruth? Can you? Are you able? Good. Am I able? Okay. On January 15th, 2017, this congregation covenanted with you, Ruth. We invited you to join us in this covenantal community to minister to us in times of joy as well as sorrow, to speak to us in truth and love, and to awaken in us deeper awareness of our own spiritual journeys. That's what we said a year and a half ago. And we promised to be gracious with one another as we entered into a very special time of congregational life, a time of great change and anticipation. And it has been quite a special time. In addition to all the changes we've gone through that are clear and obvious and involved congregational votes, Ruth has helped us build the infrastructure we need for a congregation our size, building the Caring Council and the Social Justice Council. She's been instrumental in the Capitol campaign process and stretched us to learn about white supremacy culture during a tumultuous time within our denomination. She's led worship regularly and beautifully, pastored to you as individuals and as a congregation, and been a co-minister to me in many profound ways. Ruth, you have done that and so much more. And it's been an honor to share the ministry with you. From the start, we knew that this was time-bound, and there would always be more that we could do. And by all accounts, still we have fulfilled our covenant. Uh-oh. I can't see anymore. So, it's time to let you go. To let you go. On to the more beautiful ministries that you have before you. And time for us to explore what is before us in new ways. So, to the congregation. Actually, if you are comfortable doing, would you rise as you are comfortable? I'm going to ask you two questions to which I would like you to answer, we will. If you agree. To the congregation of all ages, will you take the many moments of Reverend Ruth's ministry into your heart? Confident that the gifts of your relationship with Ruth, with Reverend Ruth, will linger far into the future. And will you now release Reverend Ruth from this ministry, allowing her to serve in another context freely, confident that she will take her learnings from this time as our assistant minister into any future ministry. And to Ruth, will you take these years of learnings from this ministry with Boulder Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship into your heart, confident of the gifts that this relationship will linger there?
I will.
And will you release this congregation from our covenant, inviting us to continue to minister with one another and with the world with courage and passion, confident that the gifts of your relationship will linger with us in our hearts and in our actions? Ruth, please know that you have my continued support as you move forward into just living and wherever your ministry may take you. And I too release you from this covenant.
Yes.
You may be seated.
And to embody this, I'm...
You need a mic.
Yeah. So, thanks. So physically... embodying this. I don't need this name tag anymore. It says I'm your assistant minister, so I'm giving that back to you. And we have ministered so well together, and this is the key to our office. It's no longer my office. It's your office.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We have some parting gifts for you, so I want to invite the Spirit Jam folks and Tad on behalf of the staff, the ministerial fellowship, ministry formation team, and Elizabeth to offer you these gifts. So come on up. So that is from the School of the Spirit.
It's fingerprints. Is this working?
Yeah.
It's the fingerprints of those from School of the Spirit. This is really beautiful. Oh my goodness, there's two of them. Yes. Thank you. Whew.
It is with deep gratitude and love that we express our thanks from the ministerial formation
team
and this congregation. We have cards and a gift. And one of our cards contains a certificate for you to purchase another stole at your design.
Thank you so much. And I wonder if everyone knows the significance of this stole, which I haven't gotten yet, but I knew I needed one. The Unitarian Universalists started standing on the side of love years ago for marriage equality, and we've now changed the campaign to side with love in respect and recognition of those of us who are not as well abled as I am. I can stand anytime I want to. Not everybody can stand. So this is wonderful. Thank you. Where did Stephanie go? Thank you.
There you go. Ruth, on behalf of the board and the congregation, we want to thank you for everything you've done for us, and you've been for us, and you've been a blessing. You have gone above and beyond your duties, and you have stepped in a time when Lydia had to step back a little bit. So the board has voted to have the treasurer write you a check for a little bonus.
This is on behalf of the staff. This is a little, basically a grab bag of goodies. Yeah, so, and I just remember, it's, and I mentioned this to Ruth already, how fun it was to get to work with, here, you can take it, work with Ruth on this song. I remember, I think my very first Sunday at this church, she and I, I came in for my first day on the job, and Ruth, you were like, here, I have the song, come, let's work on it. Okay, so we've had a few opportunities over the last couple of years to do that, and it's always a lot of fun. So,
thank you. This looks like it's includes an umbrella. Oh, but this is great. Oh God.
And I have a gift for you also. That is appropriately, the envelope got all wet, so I think. That's for you. Thank you, my dear Ruth.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. There's no way to say thank you enough. There is not. Thank you.
We have a blessing for you. So we're not done. Come here. We're not done. And I feel in this moment called to do it as a little bit of a laying on of hands as you go forth. Are you okay with that? Would you take that?
Yes.
Can you? Can we? What this would entail is us coming down here. And David, would you come close to Ruth, please? You come over here. We're going to bless you on your way to this new ministry. Okay. And so, David, you put your hands on Ruth, and people come put your hands either on Ruth or close to someone from Ruth. And I will say the blessing prayer, and then we're going to sing I Am Saying Thank You from there, okay? And as you're comfortable, join hands with someone who is either, or touch someone, if you're comfortable doing this, who is either touching Ruth or touching someone who is touching Ruth, who's touching Ruth, who's touching Ruth, okay? In our tradition, in our covenantal and relational tradition, we believe that the blessings come from the community. It's a very horizontal theology that we have. And so, my dear, may you go forth confident in the yes of this next calling. May you gather up all that is yours to take from this place and leave with a satchel full of blessings, wisdom that will carry you forward when you doubt your capacities, and a heart full of love that is here for you even after you have left us. May you know you have made a difference, and the legacy of your ministry remains in the walls and the hearts of this congregation. And may we all experience the joy and gratitude of this ministry, knowing that blessings are mutual, reciprocal gifts.